Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Cattlemen's Beef Board, they've got their plan of work laid out for them here for the new fiscal year. Tell us more.
Yes, it's a plan of work for the National Checkoff, and the Cattlemen's Beef Board will invest approximately $38.9 million into checkoff programs of beef promotion, research, consumer information, industry information, foreign marketing, and producer communications during fiscal year 2022. Five of the key areas funded include $9.5 million for promotion program, which encompasses the popular Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign. In research, $8.8 million was approved for programs focused on nutrition, sustainability, product quality, and consumer perception. The Consumer Information Programs was funded to the tune of $7.6 million for efforts including national consumer public relations. $8.4 million was approved for international marketing of U.S. beef, focused on 13 regions representing more than 90 countries around the world. For the complete list of national checkoff efforts in 2022, check out drivingdemandforbeef.com.
Well, as we've all seen through the COVID-19 pandemic, rural Oklahomans representing about one-third of Oklahoma's population obviously need reliable and fast internet connections. Rural Oklahoma is below the national average when it comes to the availability and adoption of broadband. And to help solve this problem, the federal government and companies like Hillary Communications are stepping up to make that happen. I had the opportunity to speak with Extension Specialist for Rural Economic Development at OSU, Brian Whitaker, and he gave us the update on the latest money.
Well, months ago when I gave a broadband presentation, we had some funding that had kind of pilfered down through the American Recovery Plan that's in underway. But just here recently, within the past week, we've had the full passage of the infrastructure bill. And so that's a whole lot more money for broadband. We're talking about in the neighborhood of $65 billion. For broadband, and we can walk through what's included in that. But short answer is it's a whole lot of money, not just for the infrastructure piece, for actually laying wire and getting people connected, but for helping people have a connection at their home, paying for their monthly costs of having a subscription. And so that's a nice thing that we're seeing, really kind of the first time we're seeing a prolonged investment in helping people pay for broadband.
As far as a timeline goes, most broadband infrastructure development projects should be completed within around 5 years of getting funding.
A 5 year, I think, is reasonable for a fiber network build out. And so that's what we're hoping for. Of course, these funds aren't going to be all distributed in year one. But I certainly think within, 5 to 10 years, we could be looking at hopefully universal connectivity.
Speaking specifically about agriculture, Whitaker said studies have shown when farmers and ranchers have access to good broadband, it can improve their yields and more.
Absolutely. And, a lot of researchers like myself have been kind of documenting what this can mean for rural communities. And so we're very excited about the potential for telework, for telehealth, for raising people's housing values, getting them more civically engaged. There's a whole host of quality of life outcomes that we're excited about what this could potentially bring. Just a couple of really cool studies about that out showing that if you increase the number of farm households with good broadband, it can improve their yields, it cuts their costs, they can be more competitive about who they buy their inputs from. So it's really cool to put some numbers with that and see the kind of impact it can have for ag, for again other industries like healthcare, manufacturing. It's really exciting time.
To hear more of my conversation with OSU's Brian Whitaker about broadband, go to OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron.
Too many Oklahomans do not have access to affordable, high-speed internet. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet. Those who may have experienced financial setbacks during the pandemic or are struggling to get by may be eligible for a discount of up to $50 a month for high-speed internet or up to $75 a month for households on tribal lands. Info at aarp.org/EBB. Sponsored by AARP Oklahoma and the Oklahoma Retired Educators Association.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepard on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.